I saw Stan catch a wasp once. Well, think of that. The hand should snap back as fast as it snaps forward. I demonstrated and then held up my palms again. You try. Scout frowned. I can't hit very hard, she said. I touched her shoulder. Angel, I said, it's got nothing to do with how hard you can hit. Scout started punching. Then, suddenly, there were just a few days to Christmas, and there was the promise of snow in the grey city skies. I sat in a dark school hall, and I watched angels in bedsheets with sellotaped paper wings, five-year-old wise men with wonky cotton wool beards, stuffed toys standing in for the animals in the manger in Bethlehem, and at the centre of it all, a grumpy sheep waving her small fist at the heavens. It's all right for the angels, the grumpy sheep said bitterly. The angels can fly to the manger, but I must walk. The grumpy sheep, Scout, under an old white rug, superglued to an even older rucksack, her nose blackened with makeup, narrowed her eyes at the heavens. Why must I walk to the manger? It means nothing to me. I don't even want to see this baby they call Jesus. She regretted it in the end. On her knees in the centre of the stage, shaking her head as the wise men and angels milled around in the background. Oh, why was I so grumpy? Why did I complain? I see clearly now. At last I see it all. She raised her head and stared out into the darkness. This is a special child. Mrs. Mallory, Margaret, was sitting next to me, and she reached across and squeezed my hand as I sat there in the darkness with all the other parents, choking down wild laughter and the hot tears streaming down my face. The End. You've been listening to The Murder Bag by Tony Parsons, narrated by Colin Mace.
Want to find out more about Whole Story audiobooks? Visit us at www.wholestoryaudio.co.uk. Here you'll find hundreds of best-selling titles, together with sound clips, narrator profiles, author interviews, and much more. Alternatively, contact us using the details on the cover to receive updates on new releases. Whole Story audiobooks. The whole story as the author intended.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.